This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea, and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. Today's episode is giving you 5 creative tools, plus a couple of bonus ones to streamline your life and creative business. We're giving you free trials and a free template as well, so stay tuned until the end to grab those. I love improv. It's one of my greatest loves as a performer, but even within an improv setting, there's still some sort of structure happening. The performer is improvising while also giving the audience a cohesive scene and story arc. Renowned choreographer and author Twyla Tharp says, quote, "Structure allows for spontaneity. Without structure, there's just chaos," end quote. She's the author of Creative Habit, Learn It and Use It for Life book. She also says creativity isn't solely dependent on inspiration, but is a habit that can be cultivated through consistent work and practice. Certain structures help establish these habits. And that's exactly why I'm so passionate about these tools I'm giving you today. They create structure in which to focus and actually be more creative. They hold space for your best ideas to surface. When your systems are holding the logistics, you're free to play, to pivot, to gather the tools that heighten your day-to-day in the calmest, best way possible. And if you haven't yet found a workflow, system, or creative process that really feels like you, then guess what? You get to build it. These are 5 tools I use to make space for my creativity and keep my work organized. Let me tell you, these aren't just apps or hacks. These are intentional systems and habits that keep me aligned, creatively engaged, and in motion. I'm passing along these 5 creative tools to you to help you stay connected to your process and priorities because they definitely help me and other creatives I know as well. And I know sometimes we might resist structure, but the right tools can create more space for the creativity to actually flow. These are tools that catch your best ideas before they're gone, make it easier to show up for your work without overthinking it. They reduce friction so your energy goes into creating. They even remind you that you're not starting from scratch every day. And most importantly, they help you build momentum by making what you already do feel simpler, lighter, and more aligned. So as I walk you through these 5 tools, think about how they can help support you as a creative and in your life in general. You might be juggling ideas, goals, maybe even some doubt, but you're still showing up to build something meaningful every single day. So let's dive in, but first, what's in my cup? Okay, this morning I'm drinking an iced latte from a local coffee shop, M Street Coffee. I don't drink lattes often, but their lattes are definitely a favorite. Shout out to M Street Coffee. All right, y'all, I hope your drink is full and you're ready to dive into these no fluff, let's get it done tools. Cheers to us. Let's dive in. All right, tool number 1 is Notion. It's like your digital creative brain. Notion is one of the best all-in-one platforms for everything. I'm talking content calendars, outlines, client notes, templates for recurring workflows, and to keep things together for your day-to-day life, like journaling, writing down your big 3, grocery lists, everything, y'all. It's the best. Notion is the closest thing I've found to giving my inner creative thoughts and projects an actual home. It keeps everything contained, and it also allows me to see the big picture and zoom into the tiny steps all in the same place. When I was developing my creative toolkit program, I was trying to handle all the moving parts in separate page docs, notes apps, journal, just all the places. Once I built a dashboard in Notion for it, the compilation of everything in one place made it all make more sense, which then helped me finish it. So give it a try, y'all. Notion is free. There is a paid portion, but you can do all you need with the free version. If you want, try it out this week. You can create a creative life headquarters page in Notion with just 3 things. Number 1, a daily planner or journal. 2, a current project dashboard. And 3, a place to keep your big 3 for the week. Start small, let it evolve. Number 2, Flowdesk, emails that feel like you. Okay, let's talk email. If you're building anything, whether it's a product, coaching business, new service, email is still one of the best, most powerful ways to connect. But it needs to feel human, right? That's why I use Flowdesk. It's so beautiful, y'all, and intuitive. It really feels like you. and you could brand it to your company. It's just a great email marketing tool. I use it for my weekly newsletters to welcome new people into the company, to launch products. The automation is simple. Everything feels like me, doesn't feel like a template, and you can just arrange it how you want it to look. It's great. If you've been avoiding building an email list because it feels salesy and techie, Flowdesk is a gentle on-ramp. There aren't tiers for Flowdesk. Like if you get up to 500 subscribers or 1,000 or 5,000, there's no limit. There's just a set price, and that's what it is. So try it out. You can get half off starting today with our code HAPPYKIND, HAPPYKIND, all one word. Give it a try, 50% off, and let me know that you love it. The next tool is Show It. So Show It is similar to what you would think of like Squarespace or another website tool. So many creative folks put off launching a website because it feels overwhelming, but your website is often your first impression, right? It's your online space, literally, and it deserves to feel like you. That's why I recommend Show It. I use Show It for my personal and business site. I love it because you can drag and drop, arrange it how you want it to look. You know, it's literally like you take a picture and you can move it around, move the text around. You can move anything and everything around to make it look like you and your brand. It integrates with WordPress for blogging, and they have gorgeous layouts. So whether you're showcasing a portfolio, selling services, or creating a home for your ideas, Show It gives you the freedom to bring your creative vision to life. I also have a code for a free month. If you want to give it a shot, try it out for free for a whole month. The code will be in our show notes. Number four is Canva. I'm sure you've heard of Canva. Everyone's using Canva nowadays, but it really is a great app to use for building your brand, designing, just all the things. I use it for Instagram posts, lead magnets, workbooks, mood boards for creative projects. It's really, really great for that. And it really doesn't feel like you have to have gone to a workshop to learn it. They have many, many free, gorgeous templates to start with. So yeah, again, there's a free version and a pro version. Start with the free version. You could do a whole lot with a free version. Start designing some things. And I'd love to see what you make. Tag me in your post when you make your stuff. Canva Pro lets you create templates that save you tons of time, especially if you're making content regularly. But again, Canva has a free version. I highly recommend Canva. Number five is Google Calendar plus iCal plus the Notes app. So three in one. Okay, let's move into life, because creativity doesn't just need inspiration, it needs containers sometimes, right? I love Google Calendar and iCal alerts because you literally get alert. It keeps you organized. It's visual and simple. It helps with time blocking. And alerts help with transitions between tasks so you don't lose the whole day, you know, stuck editing or emailing. If you have an Apple product, the Notes app is incredible to just hurry up and jot something down if you're on the go. I use it every single day to just put my ideas down really quick. And sometimes I transfer that to my Notion app, but it's just a great addition. If you have it on your phone, it's amazing. All right, the bonus tool is your own rituals. So let me end with this. Sometimes the most powerful creative tool isn't an app, it's a ritual. Twyla Tharp also says, quote, "A lot of habitually creative people have preparation rituals linked to the setting in which they choose to start their day. By putting themselves into that environment, they start the creative day," end quote. For me, it's like a 10-minute free write with my coffee, or a creative reset playlist I use to start work, or taking a walk after lunch. You know, whatever your ritual is, implement it. It's a great habit to include in your day, and your week. So sometimes we often chase the next best tool. What's the next best thing? Because there's always going to be new tools, new inventions, new things to help, and sometimes to distract. But we're always chasing the next best thing. But the truth is, you are the next best thing. Your habits, your energy, your mindset, everything else just supports that. It supports you. So now you've got five of my favorite creative tools, the exact ones I return to every single day to help me stay clear and focused. But here's the thing I want you to remember. These tools didn't work because I downloaded them. They worked because I committed to using them in a way that actually supported me and how I create. So if your mind is like spinning right now with ideas, you know, Notion dashboards, Canva templates, Flowdesk emails, what's happening? Just ask yourself, what kind of creative life do I actually want to live? And what tools will help me on my creative journey? Because gathering the tools is only the beginning. The real magic happens when you start using them with intention, not to do more, but to create better, more clearly. You don't need to overhaul everything overnight. Start simple. Creativity isn't about perfection. It's about momentum, right? And you build momentum by beginning. So gather the tools you need, clear the space, set the tone, and begin. All right, friend, let's recap. 5 creative tools for life and business. 1, Notion for organizing everything. 2, Flowdesk, beautiful, intentional emails. 3, Showit for websites with soul. 4, Canva for everyday design magic. 5, Google Calendar, iCal, plus Notes app for protecting your time, keeping you on track, and streamlining everything. And don't forget the bonus, creative rituals. If you want to grab the links, check out some of these templates, or try some of these apps out for free, check out the show notes. I've got you. This week, I'm learning to embrace the unknown, to do what I can do with what I have, and to accept that I can't control everything. A lot is out of my control, so I'm just learning to loosen up a bit, embrace the unknown, and enjoy the process. And here's your challenge this week. Pick one of these tools and start using it more intentionally. Just pick one if you want. Tools are only as helpful as your capacity to use them well, right? Pick one, try it out, use our codes if you need to, and let me hear how it goes. You know, as always, I love to hear about it. Let me know on Instagram or email the show. Okay, guys, I just wanted to run through those really quickly. 5 creative tools to streamline your life and business. Like I said, things are always added every day, every month. It seems like there's always something new coming out, but you might be trying some of these out already. If not, I hope you give them a go, test them out, see if they help you out, which I know they will. Remember, friend, tools only work when they're working for you. Commit to building a system that reflects how you actually move through the day. If this episode gave you some insight, or if you loved it, please share it with a friend, a coworker, your creative bestie. Please rate the show. It really helps us a lot. I'm so glad you joined me today. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember, the joy is in the journey, and we're here to help you on yours. You got this. See you next week. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources. Can't wait to see you next time.